Maestros Perk Base Mishnah Vav 2-6, straight continuation of the previous Mishnah. Previous Mishnah had said that if a person gives money to buy figs and then the seller, he says, give me 5 figs. The seller then chooses 5 figs and gives them to the buyer. The buyer can receive the figs one at a time and eat them without tithing, at least according to Rabbi Yehuda, the halacha. So now the Mishnah continues on by saying, Ha'omer l'chavero, if the person who's buying the figs says to his friend who owned the fig trees, Helech iser zeh ve'eser te'enim she'avor li. Here I'm giving you money, an isar, and I'm going to choose 10 figs of my own off the tree. Again, the essential point here is, just like the previous Mishnah, which particular figs are being acquired is unclear. First gives the money, and then says, I'll pick them, and as I pick them, they become mine. So like the previous Mishnah, Bor v'ochel, like Rabbi Yehuda says, he may choose them and eat them one at a time, and not take any tithes. Here, not only does Rabbi Yehuda say that, but even Rabbi Meir doesn't disagree. Because when the seller does the choosing, so Rabbi Yehuda says, listen, it's clearly the case that the seller has decided for this fig, that's the end of the line. That's like the Gemara Malach, if you will. But in the case of our Mishnah, when the buyer picks the fig off the tree, who says that was intended to be the Gemara Malach by the seller? So he maybe had big plans to, you know, dry these figs out, or the store it might be. And that being the case, even Rabbi Meir holds it doesn't constitute a Gemar Malacha by the purchaser picking figs off the tree and eating them, and therefore one at a time would be okay. Of course, if it would be more than one at a time, he gets twos in his hand like the previous Mishnah. Now you have the problem of a tzeref, of a collection of sold figs, and now they would have to be tithed. The Mishnah continues on to illustrate this point further by saying the same would be true if he said be'eshkol sha'avor li. The buyer says I'm at a grapevine and I want to choose a cluster of grapes for consumption. No problem. Again, he could eat those grapes without tithing them, provided that he is megarger ve'ochel, provided that he picks one grape at a time. A garger is like a berry, so he turned to a verb over here. He plucks one grape, then plucks another grape. Each time eating them, he never has a tzeref, a collection of sold grapes, and therefore the requirement from the rabbanon to tie these grapes doesn't kick in. Now, that's a bigger chiddush. The Mishnah is going to have a bigger chiddush yet, which is berimon. When it comes to pomegranates, so the fruit of pomegranates like a cluster of grapes, there's like, let's say, 613 little, you know, pomegranate seeds inside the pomegranate fruit husk. So each little pomegranate seed is its own fruit, the same way each grape is its own fruit from the cluster. And that being the case, if you're going to buy pomegranates and eat them off the tree and not tithe them, so then you'll have to give the money, choose the pomegranate, and then pick them and pick out, while still attached to the tree, one little pomegranate seed at a time out of the pomegranate. Berimon, sha'avor li, if a person says, here's the money, I'll choose a pomegranate for myself. Poret v'ochel. He has to take individual pomegranate seeds and eat them one at a time, and then he'd be allowed to do it without taking tithes. But if he would take two little pomegranate seeds, that's tzeref, and now he has to tithe them. Now, the last case is the biggest chiddush of all. We're talking about a melon, of a tiach, let's say watermelon. So when it comes to watermelon, a single unit of watermelon isn't the whole melon. No one eats a whole watermelon in a sitting. Rather, it's like a little tiny, you know, it's a bite-sized slice, one portion. So that being the case, ba'avatiach sh'avor li, if the purchaser says, here's the money, and I'm going to choose a watermelon from your field, and I'll eat that watermelon. So then, sofes v'ochel, he can't pick the whole watermelon. That would be like tzeref, a collection of watermelon units. Rather, he has to take slice by slice, one, you know, bite-sized slice at a time, off the watermelon while the rest of the watermelon remains attached to the stem and to the ground, and then it's exempt from tithing. But if you would take, you know, multiple portions of watermelon, even like a half a watermelon, let's say, that's considered to be tzeref, a collection of units of watermelon, and now the whole thing would need to be tithed, at least midrabbanan, and that is the halacha. Aval, the Mishnah says, however, im amarlo, if the setup wasn't he's going to pay and then pick them one at a time and then make them his. But rather, he specifically says, let's make a kinyan. I see you've got on your tree some fruits, and I'm going to choose those particular fruits. Here's money for it. So then when he makes that kinyan, he'll be acquiring a fruit attached to the tree. In the same way I said before in the introduction, if you, let's say you acquired an entire tree, you become the new farmer, and you won't have to tithe it till Gemar Malacha. So if you acquire half a tree or part of a tree, the same thing. If you acquire the fruit while it's still attached, and it's a specific fruit you've acquired while it's attached, so then you're like the new farmer, and therefore you could Achilas Sarai becomes permissible across the board, and that's what the Mishnah says here. Avol imamarlo, if a person, the purchaser, says to the seller, Be'esrim te'enim elu, here's the money, and I want those particular 20 figs. So then he acquired them onto the tree, while they're on the tree, and therefore they're exempt. Or if he says, B'shnei eshkolos elu, I want those two clusters of grapes. Or B'shnei rimonim elu, I want those two pomegranates. Or if he says, B'shnei avatichim elu, I want those two watermelons. In all those cases, Ochel kadarko pater, he can eat it as he wants, without gemar malach, without bringing it home, etc. Mepnei shekanam b'mechuber lakarka, because when he acquired it, that produce was attached to the tree, and therefore totally exempt from tithes. And that being the case, he's the new farmer who could eat until the final gemar malacha.